From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Missouri added nearly 9,000 private sector employers in 2015, a 5% gain over the previous year. The Missouri Department of Economic Development says nearly 80% of Missouri's 182,000 private sector employers are classified as small businesses with 10 or fewer employees. Businesses with 49 or fewer employees make up 95% of Missouri's private sector employers. The Missouri Economic Research and Information Center compiled the report of private sector employment using state unemployment insurance data. A Donald Trump Kansas City casino isn't one of those private employers. In 1999, Trump tried unsuccessfully to buy a casino in Kansas City. Now, the Democratic National Committee and the Kansas City Hale Center for Journalism are attempting to obtain records from Trump's bid for the casino. But the decks are stacked against them. Documents from Trump's failed bid aren't publicly available. Trump withdrew his application for a Missouri gaming license before the Missouri Gaming Commission acted on the application. Trump bid $15 million for Kansas City's Hilton Flamingo Casino, now the Isle of Capri. The casino was purchased by another company for $22.5 million. With the November 8th election just over 6 weeks away, Missouri voting precincts don't have much time left to prepare. But they could have more money to improve citizens' voting experience. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander announced $1 million in election efficiency grants during last week's Missouri Association of County Clerks and Election Authorities conference. All 116 of Missouri's local election authorities are eligible to apply for the grants. Secretary of State Communications Director Stephanie Fleming says these grants will improve the service and facilities at Missouri polling places.
It's helping with training, so that could be like poll worker training, new employee training. It will also go towards, much like last year, voting equipment or maintenance on that equipment and polling place accessibility.
Local election authorities will have until December 2017 to use any awarded grant funds. Aspiring authors and historians have the opportunity for a remarkable experience this week, the chance to write and work in the library of Mark Twain's Connecticut home. The library experience is part of the 5th annual Writers' Weekend event at the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford. The Missouri-born author lived in the Connecticut home from 1874 to 1891 and wrote some of his most iconic works there, including The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.